Yesterday, Federal Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood stopped in Watertown to sign a document freeing up $46.5 million in stimulus funds to build land bridges and lay new track. Watertown will be the midway station on the planned route for the train from Milwaukee to Madison. The state is scheduled to get another $750 million for the project over the next 3 years. But Dan Voltner of Watertown says he hopes a Republican governor will cancel the project.
We don't even know how much we're going to pay for this. It doesn't make sense, and it takes away our freedom. If this is going to replace the interstate highway system, then we're not going to have the freedom to go where we want to go, when we want to go. We're all going to be standing in another line waiting to go where the government tells us to go.
Governor Doyle did compare criticism of the rail project to similar opposition that surfaced in the 1950s when the interstate highway system was started. And he discounted the possibility that a Republican governor, if elected, would kill the project.
To me, it's unthinkable that a governor would come in and there will be thousands of people at work and will say, okay, all you guys that are working on those land bridges out there, take off your hard hats, go home, it's not going to happen. And by the way, we're going to have to repay the federal government for the money that they've given us to build what we're doing. So this is happening.
Doyle says building the rail line will create more than 5,000 jobs over the next 2.5 years. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.